There are a lot of divisions among Christians, and sometimes I think that maybe that's a good thing. I mean, if we had one great big huge institution that we call the church, it would get to be so gigantic and cumbersome and corrupt, we wouldn't be able to find the true gospel anywhere among it. That's just the way human institutions go and the way human beings are. But it distresses me that we're divided on some very essential things. There are four questions that divide the Christian church for 2,000 years, have divided us into different groups. First of all, how is a person saved? Is it by faith, or is it by doing something or living by a certain code or doing a certain number of good deeds that we earn some kind of merit? I believe we're saved by the grace of God through faith. Another question is, what is the authority for what we believe? Is it the Bible, or is it some tradition or some combination of that? I will tell you that every church I know of has some sort of tradition that they bring along with the Bible, whether it's a pontiff or patriarch or Luther or Calvin or Wesley or Arminius. We gather around certain people's interpretation of the Bible, and we call it a tradition. Another question is, who's in charge of this church? Is it one person at the top, or is it a group of people? How do we govern ourselves on a local level in the church? And then the fourth one is, how should a Christian live? What does it mean to live every day as a Christian, and we have those differences? It distresses me that we can't come to agreement on those things, and it does divide us. Listen to what Paul said to the people at Corinth. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10. Now I beg you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, and that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brothers, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you says, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I baptize in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. What happened? The people were divided because they were following what they believed certain traditions to be. But we're here to follow Jesus Christ and to be baptized in His name. And we have the scripture for us. We have the teaching of the apostles. And none of them ask us to follow them. They ask us to follow Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Oh, Father, make me a follower of Jesus Christ. Make me sincerely want to do His will as I see it in the Scripture. Help me to preach this and teach it everywhere I go, and I will give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.